Hello and welcome into the Mashup, your number one source for sports gaming and everything in between. I am your host, Jake Patterson, and this week's episode is going to be a little bit more free-flowing. Don't have a whole lot to talk about, but a lot of stuff happened that is worth talking about. So we're just going to kind of free-flow it a little bit. A free swim, as certain Barstool podcasts call it. But kicking things off with the CDL, I expected that the show this week would be me absolutely screaming at the top of my lungs about the CDL being massively incompetent, somehow allowing teams to consistently get away with shit like what happened with the Carolina Major, because I'm still pissed about that. I've been planning that trip with my friends for months. We started planning that before Christmas. Like, when the schedule got announced, we're like, hey, there's a major in Charlotte. That's not a bad trip for all of us. Let's go to Charlotte. We have been planning that trip for months. And a month and a half before the tournament is supposed to happen, we find out, it's canceled. It's going to be at the studio in Burbank with no fans, because that was so good last year. That was such a good major when you're playing in a damn strip mall next door to an edible arrangements and a mattress warehouse. I don't think it was a mattress warehouse. I think it was a mattress firm. I mean, both of them are fronts for the fucking mob, so. I mean, that's mostly just a meme. Mattress firm and mattress warehouse lawyers, please don't sue me. I mean, that's a running joke. You have to be aware of this fact. But, yeah, like, how do you think it's okay to host a major esports event in a venue like that? Like, the College COD League held their championship at that event and let fans in. The CDL didn't. You just had the Flank and the Scump Watch Party, aka the Breakdown, set up on opposite sides of the venue. And like, oh yeah, you finally gave the CCL a shout out and like had the Ohio State guys on Zuma's stream, but that event sucked. That event absolutely sucked. It took all of the juice. So yes, I'm still very mad about what happened to Charlotte, but I am excited for the community update that dropped literally Tuesday morning. Like this, I woke up to this news. This happened at like 10 a.m. And we get a community update from the commissioner himself. And he's general manager, but he's the commissioner. That title sounds better. Hey everyone, it's been some time since my last community update. There's been a lot of news and questions around the Call of Duty League recently. Yeah, because we all think it's folding. And I wanted to share some significant updates over the past five seasons, blah, 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 blah. This past season saw higher striker-breaking attendance. We are redoubling efforts on the business side to ensure the success and longevity of competitive Call of Duty. That's a good thing, but it's a lot of buzzwords. So let's get into the actual breakdown of this. For the better part of a year, which is surprising, we've been working with team owners on a new approach that sets us up for mutual success. Today, I am excited to share details from our updated team deal structure to help secure the longevity of competitive Call of Duty. That, I don't like it because it's the exact same phrasing as the end of the previous paragraph. That's some bad press release writing right there. But that is incredibly nitpicky from a 200 level journalism class I took a decade ago. Actually 9 years, because it was in 2015, but here's the first big one. Outstanding entry fees will be eliminated, and any fees previously collected from teams will be returned in full. So entry fees are done. Whatever the teams have paid in their entry fees, which they haven't been collecting on for years anyway, because, you know, the league started in 2020, so they played a real league for 2 months, and then the world shut down for a year. Well, we paused collection on these payments years ago.
Yep.
We are permanently removing this obligation while also injecting capital back into the league.
Good.
These teams need money. Teams will earn increased revenue tied to the sale of their in-game merchandise, e.g. Teams Bundle, and now the Champs Bundle as well. I don't know why this wasn't a thing from the beginning. Because for all the shit people give Halo, HCS has done this since the beginning. And they have 3 a year. And they're all way better. Let the teams have some customization to their skins, Call of Duty. This is what they should have done at the beginning of the season. Recognizing that hosting large-scale events are vital to teams and the CDL community, we will increase existing event subsidy amounts for teams organizing live in-person events, such as Majors, Opens, and Champs. Opens. That's not a thing that's part of the schedule. So, Opens. Like, that word is specifically mentioned in between Majors and Champs when there are no Opens on the schedule this year. There were 4 Majors, and there's Champs. That's it. So, does that mean it's going to open up the structure? Because that's what it sounds like to my brain, which is a good thing. Because they're not fully dropping franchising, but you can't expect teams to stick to these awful regionalized names when they're playing against challenger teams who actually have good esports names. Like, let them just be Team Heretic. Let them just be Mad Lions. That would be Toronto Ultra. Let them just be G2. Let them just be 100 Thieves. Let them just be Optic Gaming. Let them just be FaZe Clan. Atlanta FaZe, Optic Texas, Los Angeles Thieves. They're bad names. Seattle Surge. Let them be Luminosity. Like, seriously, just stop. Teams will receive a 2-year minimum guarantee of revenue so they can continue investing into the Call of Duty League with more peace of mind. So that means the current structure is going for at least 2 more years, which is slightly annoying because, you know, we all wanted franchising to die like it did with Overwatch, but this is a massive step in the right direction. This is a major step in the right direction. But now it's time to expand. It's time to expand. Expand to 16. Space Station, Complexity, Native, Shopify. There's your 4. Call them immediately. Call them right now. Call them this morning. You know, 5 hours ago after this press release went out. Actually, when did they tweet this press release? 4 hours. So yeah, they tweeted this press release. What's the actual timestamp on here? They tweeted it exactly at noon Eastern. So yeah, four and a half hours ago, you should have been on the phone with Space Station Gaming, Complexity, Native Gaming, and Shopify. Because those are your first 4 expansion teams. They have dedicated fan bases. One of them is a foundational org of the Call of Duty scene, and I don't know why they weren't in the CDL in the first place. They should have gotten in over dumbasses like Stan Kroenke. So call up Jason Lake and get Complexity. Now that he owns Complexity again, get Complexity back into Call of Duty as soon as humanly possible. Get Space Station and Native and Shopify into Call of Duty as soon as possible because they're NA orgs with actual functioning brain cells. And could use a larger footprint in the North American scene. Like, Shopify is in League of Legends. They have the financials. They have the financials to handle a Call of Duty team. Because last time I checked, LCS minimum salaries are higher. So they have the financials. Call up Shopify just immediately. Let them have a bigger footprint. And they got a badass logo that kind of looks like the Black Ops Roman numerals. It's just a big R with the Black Ops Roman numerals. It's like kind of reminiscent of Rise Nation, who I'm pretty sure don't totally exist anymore. I think Rise Nation's still around. If Rise Nation is still around, call them up too. Let's see. Is Rise Nation still around? Does not seem like it. It looks like it's a... Oh, here we go. Here's their Twitter. How long has it been since they tweeted? They have not posted an actual tweet of their own since July. So I don't think, let's see, WeRise.gg is there. Oh yeah, their website's a dead link. So yeah, Rise Nation no longer around. Okay, so maybe call up Straight Rippin. Call up Straight Rippin instead. They're back. I know they're mostly focused on Halo right now, but they're still a foundational North American team. So call up Straight Rippin, get the boys in blue back in the Call of Duty. And let them start a very fun but friendly rivalry with Space Station. And for the love of God, get rid of the regionalized names. I thought it was a good idea at first, because I really liked the Philadelphia Fusion in Overwatch League, and then they stabbed me and their entire fan base in the fucking back. So yeah, just cut the crap with the regionalisms. Like, when you let Space Station join, let them just be Space Station. That's all the fans are going to call them anyway. Like, the chants at the events are still going to be SSG. Like, the chant at events from their fans is still just going to be SSG, SSG. Like it is at Halo and R6 and Rocket League and Apex. Like, that's what it's going to be. So just let teams keep their real names. And for the love of God, get rid of LAG. If you only want to expand by four, kick LAG out of the league and give their spot to Straight Rippin. There you go. That way you still have 16 and you get some better orgs. You get some better orgs involved. Kick Vegas out too. Vegas does not deserve to exist. Or, for the love of God, make them change their frickin' logo. If you're going to insist on them still being Vegas, make them change their logo. You just gave them several million dollars. Tell them to hire a design team and get a better logo and some better colors. Like do red, black, and green. Use the colors the Vegas teams that are from Vegas actually use. Use that black and gold. Like, that would look so much better than orange and slightly darker orange. So yeah, this is overall I think a good thing for COD Esports, because it's getting closer to the HCS model, you know, giving teams revenue sharing from their in-game bundles, and let them customize their in-game bundles so people are actually willing to buy them. Because, like, we're going into a Treyarch year. We're going into back-to-back Treyarch years. If you do this right, like, this isn't necessarily on the league, because this is on the devs making the games. But we're going into back-to-back Treyarch years, one of which they have had 4 years to work on. So, if you capitalize on this correctly, you can make so much money. You can make so much freaking money. And the orgs can too, which, really, if you want them to continue to invest in you, them also making money is more important. So let them have some custom skins instead of these boring ass CDL skins we've had every year except for Cold War. Because I actually like the Cold War skins. The MW19 skins, shit. The Vanguard skins, even worse. The Modern Warfare 22 skins, terrible. The MW23 skins, just even worse. It's just a combination of the 19 skins and the 22 skins into a terrible, terrible design. Like, the hoodies with the headsets was such a good look, because it looked more esports. Why do the CDL team bundles have to apply to realism when none of the other skins do? Just be weird with it. It's fine. But, that's it for Call of Duty. Time to talk Halo. Halo, not as much news. It's just, you know, some crazy, roster mania shit. Cause, within a couple hours of each other on Monday, Collect and Spartan both got dropped by their respective teams. And APG had a whole press conference on his stream about why Native dropped Collect. Apparently, they had an 0-42 map count in scrims. 0-42. Who were they scrimming against that they were getting shit on that bad? In my opinion, they're one of the upper echelon teams in the HCS. Who were they scrimming against that they lost 42 straight maps? I need to know. Was it exclusively Optic and Space Station who were trying unnecessarily hard in scrims? Like, is that what was happening? Because that doesn't seem like a team that was supposed to be as good as Native at all. I mean, APG's probably retiring after this year, so he wants to... That's at least the rumor that's kind of been circling around in certain HCS fan circles. So maybe he wants to go out on top. But man, it's... With the issues Native has had this year, that's becoming more and more difficult. That's seemingly becoming more and more difficult. And with how good Space Station and Optic are looking, and the fact that FaZe massively underperformed at Arlington, like, that's gonna be interesting. That's certainly going to be interesting. And the bigger shock, Spartan. Like, I have my problems with Spartan. I've made that abundantly clear on this show. I did not expect him to get dropped. Like, he was finally getting treated for whatever the hell was wrong with him at Arlington, because clearly it was pretty bad. But man, him getting dropped is insane. Like, if he winds up on Native, which I don't know if I think that'll happen, because I feel like him and APG will butt heads. I feel like him and APG are way too similar to work together for a full season. And I think they would absolutely try to kill each other after, like, a week worth of just scrims. Not even online matches, just scrims. Like, let alone online matches where HCS points in major seeding is on the line. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. We're still about a month out from London, a little over a month. Actually, I think it's almost exactly a month. Let's see, HCS London 2024. When is that particular event? It's going to be in England, May 31st. So yeah, about a month and a half. It's the weekend after Memorial Day, so about a month and a half out from HCS London. Native and Sentinels better find their fourth, because online qualifiers for that are going to start pretty soon, aren't they? Online qualifiers, I think are going to start for that. When do online qualifiers start for that? Does it say? When are the, let's see, HCS split one. Well, we already know four teams who are going. Actually, five. Six. Foe just still has the basic Halo logo because somehow no one has signed this team. Someone please sign Foe, by the way. I think Straight Rippin's going to do it, if you ask me, but nothing has been confirmed yet. They were all making jokes about it on Twitter, including like T-Squared and the other guys from Straight Rippin. And the guys on the Foe roster were all making jokes about it. Yeah, Space Station, Optic Phase, Shopify, Foe, and Complexity have already qualified for London as the top six seeds from Arlington. So they are already guaranteed spots in London, which is good that Space Station is already going. I hope to God Quadrant gets to qualify for their own event, but there's only like three good teams in Europe, so it'll probably work out okay for them. Just because, you know, like only two European teams are gonna go. But, or get auto qualifiers. I don't think any of them are good enough to come through open bracket. Like, there's two good European teams, and one of them is already qualified. So I think Quadrant will be okay. And I think they'll be better now that they will have adjusted to this absolute Frankenstein's monster of a roster they've constructed. Because, like, the two top European teams are just Frankenstein monster recreations of last year's Quadrant and Native rosters. Like, Quadrant and Native. Quadrant and Navi. And then there's the one French guy playing for Space Station. Who got them the win at Arlington. But yeah, about a month out from, about a month, month and a half out from HCS London. Not as far from CDL Toronto. What is the Toronto Major? Toronto Major is, they're only 2 weeks apart. We're like exactly a month out from, Toronto. Like a month from the day this episode comes out. Like, exactly a month. Like, 4 weeks from this Friday will be May 17th. That's weird. Like, 2024 being almost a third of the way over is just insane. Feels like this year just started. April, we're already halfway through April. What the frick? But yeah, got some qualifier matches this weekend. Online COD just doesn't do it for me anymore. It really doesn't. Like, it just doesn't feel as good as LAN. And like, obviously the bigger news was the changes for the league heading into next season. And like, Boston already announced an online $5,000 tournament that they're just hosting. Which, hey, that's pretty cool. I love Maven. For me, I just want to keep casting COD forever, so a stronger, more sustainable league sounds delightful. Old school smiley face. Like, colon, closed parenthesis, not even an emoji, an emoticon, old school smiley face. That's how you can tell, Maven is a freaking boomer. Just, yeah, I opened up the official tweet because I just saw it in Discord. It's straight up an emoticon. It's not even an emoji. It's weird to see emoticons again. Haven't seen them in a very long time. Because even in Discord, they just automatically turn to emojis in Discord, and I think on Twitter. No, they don't on Twitter, because that was Maven's tweet. But yeah, that's the esports front. So let's got one big sports thing to talk about. And that is the fact that the NHL is finally giving up on the Arizona experiment. I don't know all the details, but I know I don't care about the Arizona Cotton Growers Association. I didn't even know you could grow cotton in Arizona. I thought it was too hot. But yeah, the Arizona Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake. They are packing up. Yeah, the NHL Board of Governors has to approve the transaction, but all signs point to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith acquiring the beleaguered franchise, which, cool, which began its run in the desert back in 1996 following relocation for Winnipeg. That is far too long. News about the Coyotes move hit hyperspeed in the past week after multiple reports of the NHL preparing two different schedules, one with the team in Arizona and another with the team in Utah. This is the worst part. The news came just days after the Coyotes had released images of the new arena they were hoping to build outside of Phoenix. Yeah. Yeah. That's the big thing. There are so many other times they should have moved, but clearly, like, the government of Arizona and the state level government and the city level government in both Phoenix, Glendale, and Scottsdale have all been super uncooperative with the league and with team ownership, which a lot of times has also just been the league. And I remember that story that came out like right when I started watching hockey. That, oh yeah, the Coyotes didn't even own their own practice rink. They had to clear out of an NHL practice because a bunch of, like, a kid's birthday party had booked the ice time, and they didn't own their own rink, so they had to just pack up and leave their NHL practice. Dang. Alex Molero, the current owner, is going to receive $1 billion. The rest of the NHL's owners will split between $200 to $300 million as a relocation fee. Sources have indicated that the total transaction is a complicated one. I heard about this, as it's not a typical relocation. It's expected that the NHL will buy the Coyotes and sell what's essentially a clean slate new team to Smith, who will retain the Coyotes players and hockey operations staff in the transaction. This will allow Molero the chance to restart the Coyotes down the line. Please don't. Like, Arizona has been an abject failure. It more or less has been an abject failure. Like, yeah, Austin Matthews is from Arizona, and Gary Bettman can hang his hat on that one of the best young players in the league might not play hockey if not for the Arizona Coyotes. But that's one guy. That's one guy who plays for the Maple Leafs. Like, he plays in Toronto. He plays in a very, very much traditional hockey market. You know, since Toronto has had a professional hockey team in some form or another for over 100 years. So yeah, probably that one thing to hang your hat on is not enough. And I think they should, that's part of the other thing. I think they should change the name just to completely scrape away all this kind of negative history around the Coyotes. Because it's a good name, but there's so much bad history with it. Like, same reason the Flyers didn't pick up the name of the previous hockey franchise in Philadelphia, the Quakers, because the Quakers sucked. So they picked the new name, they picked the Flyers, and they won 2 Stanley Cups in less than a decade. Now they haven't won a Stanley Cup since, and they probably won't this year either, because they're on the outside looking in with one game left, and they need to win that game and need a whole lot of other teams to lose their games to even get the second wildcard spot, because the wheels absolutely fell off the frickin' wagon for the last month. So yeah, I will take it on the chin, knowing that for the most part the Flyers have overperformed this year, and look forward to a new team in Salt Lake, a team where it's actually cold enough to play hockey during hockey season. And I hope to God they change the name Coyotes, because it doesn't fit with Salt Lake City at all. Like, it does not fit Salt Lake. It really doesn't. But hey, the playoffs start this weekend. I think that'll be a pretty fun time, as long as the Rangers don't win. But the President's Trophy is absolutely cursed. So, you know, the fact that they've won it means absolutely nothing, because how often? I think it's only it's happened relatively recently. But I hope not. I hope it's not them. I hope it's literally anyone else. Actually, I would take them over the Penguins. I would take the Rangers over the Penguins. But I don't want the Rangers to win either. And if the Flyers missing the playoffs keeps the Penguins out as well, like, I'm good with that. I'm good with that too. Well, actually, there's only one spot left, so the Flyers making it would also keep the Penguins out. There's only one spot left in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, there's four teams. The Caps, the Red Wings, the Penguins, and the Flyers all competing for one spot, and they all have one game left each. It's coming down to the frickin' wire, isn't it? So yeah, hockey playoffs start on Saturday, which is 4:20, which, let's be honest, that's hilarious. But yeah, I'm excited for the NHL playoffs, even if my team is not in them, because honestly, it makes it more stressful when my team is in them. When they're not, I can just enjoy the games. Unless it's the Penguins playing and they're winning, because I can't really bring myself to enjoy that, you know, ever. But like I said, bit of a shorter, more free-flowing episode today. So that's it for this week. Hope you all enjoyed. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. And I will talk to you guys next time. Till then, peace.